What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man. One, two, three,
this is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
So there's a big football game last night. Camden County comes up to Brunswick High, up to Glynn County Stadium. Brunswick High misses an extra point, and they fall 7-6, and that evens the Pirates' record at 2-2. And we are going to spend a lot of time on this football game. We're trying to make an effort to get Welton Coffee, the Camden County coach, on the show. We'll see if that happens sometime, maybe soon. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Watermarks Printing.
What a game last night, Jason. I mean, it was a defensive battle back and forth. Brunswick's defense played outstanding, but you got to say Camden's played just as well. Again, it came, you know, it was 1 point difference, you know, but you can't say it was just on the extra point. They had plenty of opportunities all night long to put up points.
912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. You can email us, goldschoolthegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. That game, we're in, so basically here's what I have to say about this. Drayton, you know as well as I do that living in a small community, we have the opportunity to get to know a lot of the coaches and players and develop personal relationships with them. And so we do. We become friends with a lot of these guys because we're around them so much. The problem with that is that us as journalists, we have to uphold our integrity about things, and we have to be honest the way we see it because we owe that to the public. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes that can create a conflict of interest. This may be one of those times because you and I both are friends with a lot of the kids and coaches over at Brunswick. But what happened last night was a disgrace. There is no other way to put it, and I'm not being overly dramatic about it. It was sad the way that game went down. There was no flow on offense. Some of the play calling was ridiculous. A minute to go right before the half, there's no score. You haven't beaten this team since 99. This is a huge win for Brunswick, considering everything would have been for everything that happened last year. And then you choke away the Coffee County game earlier in the football season this year. Been a huge win. You got a minute to go before the half, before you go to half, and you run the football. Mm-hmm. And you lose 30 seconds off the clock. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, well, he's just content to go to halftime 0-0. And then he comes back on second and throws it.
Right.
There's just no continuity. And The play calling was, I'm just going to go, you got to call a duck a duck. The play calling was terrible on offense, awful.
Mm-hmm. Just maybe the play calling, but even the execution of the plays. My biggest concern, again, has been the physicality of this team. The offensive line, with three Division I offensive linemen on that team, at least, you would think you would be able to just pound on the other teams this year. The overall sheer size of these kids, the ability that they have that not just us see, but, you know, colleges all over the country have seen. And they're just unable to get short yardage. They barely got the, you know, there was a 4th-and-1 play. They got that. But I just see too many plays where the offensive line is just kind of, they hardly even hit anybody. And that's frustrating to me. I took, you know, a couple of videos. I showed you before the show even. There's just plays where you think they would just want to just plow forward and run behind that. Even if they run with a fullback, they got another tight end as well in Wiley Golden. He's practically another offensive tackle, and yet they're still unable to really consistently run the ball up the middle. So I don't know. I wish they would kind of commit more to the power run, but the way the offense is set up, it's more of a finesse type, you know, speed spread you out kind of thing. But I'm not sure if the personnel really matches up truly well with the spread.
Last night, Camden dared Brunswick to throw the football. They played most of the game with one safety back, and you had Sean Smith to the outside, mm-hmm. South Carolina commit, and you threw him the ball maybe four times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's another question mark. You mentioned the offensive line. Brandon McMaster, you know, he transferred in from Camden, and it was going to be, Brunswick was going to run the ball so effectively with him, and And he's upgraded their running game. But I think last night, kind of what I thought I was going to see from the game plan was they were going to pound Brandon McMaster between the tackles, and they were going to hit Sean Smith between the hash marks because the middle of the field should have been open with the linebackers. And we never saw Sean Smith anywhere near the middle of the field.
Right. Yeah. There was one post pass, right before half, I guess it was, and it was dropped.
Right.
And then intercepted.
Well, I'm talking about like 10 yards in the end, 15
right,
yards in the end. Yeah,
like
and
that.
We never saw any of that.
Yeah, the middle of the field was open. That was one thing that we kind of talked about right before the show as well, after watching the game. The middle of the field was open, but it was hardly utilized. We went up the sidelines with streaks a few times, but they mostly tried to run the ball. And until, other than the Jamarius Stevens keeper for 48 yards and, what, about 60-something yards on that last drive where they did put a good cohesive drive together. They hardly moved the ball. They probably barely broke 200 yards of offense last night.
And this is what we had
until that point.
Yeah, and this is what we had at this point. We have, in the last 2 years, Brunswick High has a win over then AA McIntosh County Academy, a win over a terrible Bradwell team, a win over a rebuilding Richmond Hill team. You've got a win over AAA Cook County. And you got to win over winless Wayne County. Those are the five W's that you have. None of those, to me, jump out and say, we're on the right track as far as games we're winning, because here's what you are. You're 0-2 against Coffee County. You're 0-1 against Ware. You're now 0-2 against Camden, and you're 0-1 against Glenn. In this region, this part of the state, those are games that you got to win some of those, and you hadn't won any of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm seeing improvement. It's mostly on the defensive side. The defense played outstanding. I don't want anybody to take anything away from that. But it's the defense has played well all year long. Cam Futch, Sherrod Frazier, all those kids are playing really well. But it's just that offense is just not flowing. And like you said before, I like Brunswick High. I like all the teams in our area. I really do. I like Coach Harold. I like the kids on the team. But something's not clicking. There's something off on the offense, and you just can't put your finger on it right now. With the talent that they have, there shouldn't be any game that I think that they should look to only score 6 points.
It was a situation coming into the season when McMaster transferred out of Camden to Brunswick. We thought, oh, wow, that's going to allow Sean Smith to get moved to the outside where he's most effective. Jamarius Stevens, everyone was really high on his ability. And so now you're thinking they're going to have Stevens at quarterback. They're going to run the ball with Brandon McMaster between the tackles. And then when they get the safeties to creep up, boom, they're going to bust him with Sean Smith and, you know, pick your poison. And we haven't seen any of that explosiveness that we thought we were going to see.
Right. Yeah, not at all. And the good thing is there were some improvements in the second half. The play call with Jamarius Stevens on the keeper on the QB option, I like that play. I've been calling for that play all season long, and it's because it's been there. But we got to see what they can do and pick up from here and keep going forward.
Can't get enough of Brunswick High football? Then come out to Game Time Wings and Things on 341 across from Captain Joe's on Sunday nights at 6:30 for the BHS Coaches Show with Larry Harold, hosted by Mr. Brunswick High himself, Kip Branch. Get the skinny on Pirate football straight from the captain of the ship himself, head coach Larry Harold. And then stream the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Pirates!
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explorer with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466. Visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and during the break we had a caller, and so, all right, caller, you're on the air.
It's Coach Coffey.
Hey, Coach Coffey. Yeah, pleasure to have you. Coach, big win last night. I'm sure that when you guys left Linn County Stadium, there was a big sigh of relief and your kids were ecstatic.
Well, I'll tell you what, to watch our seniors pour out that kind of emotion at the end of the game, that really took me back.
Right. Great win last night for your team, Coach. Tell me, what does that say about the resiliency of your team to play so well after the tough loss to Glenn the week before?
Well, this is Camden County High School, and there's an expectation. And we work hard. Those things have not changed. But to see the kids continue to battle and persevere, these things are what make you proud as a coach and a community. So we're excited for them.
Coach, what kind of game plan did you put together for Brunswick? I mean, obviously you knew how talented they were defensively and some of the problems they present on the offensive side of the ball, Brandon McMaster in the backfield. They've got a really good quarterback and a lot of speed on the outside. What did you put together to really slow them down?
Well, we talked about, like we always do every week, about taking away some of their best plays. Coach Slack and the defensive staff here, they do an outstanding job. We broke some things down for our young kids, and they were able to retain the information and apply it on Friday night. So, again, that was a much better performance than the Glenn Academy game.
Mm-hmm. Coach, it looked like that you changed up maybe a little bit of personnel, particularly on the offensive line. Is that the case? And what were your thoughts on how the kids getting on the field early on performed last night?
Absolutely. Kobe Grady started at left guard for us, 6'3", 270 pounds, a little heavier guy, understands the rules a little bit better now, and it showed in some offensive line play. Jordan Strawn, using him at the quarterback position. He's an excitable young man, a great athlete. He gives us another aspect at the quarterback position. But all of the kids embrace that, and that's what's so important.
This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and M&B Liquors. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Again, we've got the Camden County head coach, Welton Coffey, on the line with us, coming off of a huge 7-6 defensive win last night at Glenn County Stadium. Coach, talk about your defense. Boy, did they play their tails off.
Those sophomores at linebacker, we're so proud of them. They've worked extremely hard, and their fits were great. You know, thanks to Coach Corse and Coach Lambert on the defensive side of the ball, got them prepared, just putting themselves in a position to make a play.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the sophomore class. It seems that your program has kind of gotten to a point to where, you know, after so many years of being a senior-laden group, even though you guys have a ton of numbers this year still, it seems like the real strength of your program right now is in that sophomore class. Is that the case that you see as well?
That's absolutely correct. We have 24 seniors. Some guys have fallen off, moved away from Camden County. So this is a unique situation that we're in. So we're asking if 12 to 15 sophomores to play quality reps on Friday night. And they're getting better.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I know it's a big win and you certainly want to be able to enjoy it, but really you got to get back to work pretty quickly because you got another tough game coming up on Friday night.
This is South Georgia. You're right. We've got McEachern coming down from the Atlanta area. We've got to get ready to play. So the kids enjoyed it last night. We're up in film right now trying to get prepared to play. So we're excited about this opportunity, and we're going to build on what happened on Friday.
Right. Despite the early season losses, had you seen progress from your team throughout those games?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It didn't show up on the scoreboard, but we could see some things in the weight room far as film study, academically, where the kids are doing a better job of preparing themselves. I think a lot of it came to a head on Friday night. Brunswick is an outstanding football team. Coach Harrell has done an outstanding job. This is his second year. He's got them competing, changing the culture. That was a tough, quality football team that we played on Friday.
Coach, I want to rewind it back just a little bit. The week prior, of course, that Glenn Academy game, I think everything that could have gone wrong went wrong for you guys on that Friday night. What did you say to your football team when that game was over?
You have to make a decision. The motto to this year is to make a decision to be great. You have to make a decision. Details are important. You can't get a C out here. 7-for-10 on a football field, that's 21 points. Or that's 3 miscues. That might work in baseball, but it don't work in football. So we asked our kids to step it up, pay attention to detail, allow themselves to be coached, and apply it on the field.
Coach Coffey, what have you seen on film so far from in preparation for McEachern? What kind of things jump out at you?
Everybody's fairly similar. Spread offense, a lot of zone read, little option off of that, really quick screen game. So, again, we're talking about a powerful offensive line as large as Brunswick. Oh, man, it's going to be tough. Defensively, guys flying around, a couple of D1 kids on the interior. We're going to see another split front. So we've got to prepare ourselves to play against a very talented, physically strong, fast football team.
Coach, we want to thank you for taking the time, especially impromptu. I know that we just reached out to you this morning. That's how things work here at the game. We just reach out, and Coach Carson, yeah, man, I'd love to come on. So we do appreciate you coming on impromptu and certainly appreciate your time on a Saturday morning.
I appreciate you guys. I'm getting a lot of feedback here, so it sounds a little strange to me.
Okay.
But God bless you and continue to work hard, man.
Thank you, Coach.
Amen. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you now.
All right, Coach Welton Coffey from the Camden County Wildcats is, again, they notch a big 7-6 win, really a win that they must have gotten. Mm-hmm. They had to get that one.
Yeah, because you look at their schedule. You mentioned McEachern comes in this week. Their schedule doesn't lighten up any whatsoever as the season goes along.
Yeah, going forward, they've got one game. The team from Atlanta escapes me. I think that that's a gimme game. And then they've got to reschedule. They lost the Columbia game because of Hurricane Hermine, so they got Tarleton County rescheduled in their place. Mm. I think they get that game. So in their schedule, I see maybe two gimmies, but then outside of that, boy, it's tough sledding.
No kidding. That region is just stacked. No matter what the records are of those teams, because Colquitt's in that region and has struggled this year as well.
Right.
But then you got Lowndes and Tift to round out the region. Yeah, no gimmies on Friday nights in that region for sure.
Yeah, we mentioned about how well his defense played against the Brunswick offense, and I agree with that. I do think they played well. You do have to execute. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, like when we were at the game last night and I was sitting down the sidelines, I really did kind of have this thought to myself, Camden defense, is it playing well, or is it a case to where they're not being challenged?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you're stopping what the opponent's doing, you don't need to change up what you're doing at the time, you know. There's no need to mix it up too much. It's just hard to put your finger on, Jason. I really don't know where Brunswick can get more explosion, where they can get bigger plays from their offense. I think it's just a matter of them just having to execute the plays that are called better and just have to be coached up more.
That, and I think that the plays need to be called better.
Yeah.
I think there was no rhythm the whole night. You couldn't get your offense into a rhythm, and that was just – I mean, it was blatant. It was blatant to see. I don't think Renee doesn't know as much about football as you and I do. Renee, of course, my wife. She's sitting in the press box. She's like, "There's no rhythm out there. They just don't look like they're." And I'm not going to put it in Renee terms, but yeah, that's essentially what she was saying. And yeah, so layman.
Yeah, because you mentioned it with the first half. There was a handoff with about a minute left, and then on that last drive, there was a couple of runs up the middle, especially the one when they got down to the inside the 30. And yet you might pop one of those, and what we mentioned, you know, the middle being open, you might pop one of those with the receipt with the running back, but it just seems like time and place needs to be a little more looked upon, a little stronger to go wide and go down the field a little more.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on this Brunswick Camden game. There are some other stuff. We'll talk for Eureka football. We've got NFL Survivor Pick'em. We'll give you an upset pick. College football Saturday, so yeah, we got a lot to get to, and we spent a lot of time on Brunswick, so we need to, commercial now.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information on services and physicians, visit sghs.org. What an exciting night of football. Frederica stays undefeated and further solidifies themselves as the favorite to win a GISA title, blowing out Memorial Day 23-3. On Pirate Waters, Brunswick misses an extra point and loses to Camden 7-6 in a very ugly football game. Glenn will kick off today at 1 p.m. against East Jackson. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Dr. Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Dr. Sasser, thank you for taking the time.
Hey, no problem, Jason.
Yeah, we enjoyed these segments with you because we think that we get a lot of positive information out of these things, and so we're ecstatic. Today, there's been, I'm sure you're completely aware, a rash of injuries in Major League Baseball, most of which to do with pitching and arm injuries. And so I'd like to know, in your opinion, do you have a cause for what you think is causing the arm injuries, and more specifically, with the pitchers taking the type of toll on their arms, what type of injuries do those pitchers mostly face?
Well, at the end of the season, you're basically seeing a lot of overuse type injuries. I think one of the main issues they have, of course, is their elbow and shoulder. And with these pitchers pitching so many games, it increases the risk of rotator cuff injuries and ulnar collateral ligament injuries in their elbow, which leads to the Tommy John surgery.
When a pitcher undergoes Tommy John surgery, because you hear that term a lot, exactly what is the procedure that is being done?
Well, the injury itself is due to an overuse and repetitive injury to the ligament on the inside of the elbow. So when the pitcher takes his arm back and has extreme external rotation during that windup, it puts a lot of stress on a very small ligament, which isn't much thicker than a rubber band. So what happens with the surgery is we actually have to reconstruct that ligament. And usually we use a tendon in the wrist and double that over and replace the ligament in order to recreate that stability of the elbow.
Dr. Sasser, you hear a lot. Again, this is Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery on The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Dr. Sasser, you hear a lot of now where these pitchers are having the Tommy John surgery and then they're coming back and the velocity that they were once throwing, like if a pitcher was throwing 93, 94 miles an hour before the surgery, they're coming back throwing 96, 97. What is the increase in velocity once the surgery is done accredited to?
Well, that might be just secondary to good rehab. The ligament that we use to reconstruct, the ulnar collateral ligament or native ligament, isn't much stronger than the original ligament. So it shouldn't have anything to do with the actual reconstruction. I think that's with proper rehab, improving their technique, mechanics, and maybe these guys think that the elbow is stronger, and so they're trying to throw harder.
A lot of times we've heard stories about there are literally parents that are coming out and having their high school sons go ahead and undergo Tommy John surgery to try to get their arms stronger, to maybe, I guess, to increase the odds of them making Major League Baseball. Is that something that you would recommend or no?
Oh, no, definitely not. You know, Dr. Andrews is the pioneer in Tommy John surgery. And if you look at all the players that he has done, Major League, Minor League, youth pitchers, there's a certain percentage that don't come back to that same level of play. And it's approximately 25%.
Wow, is it really that high?
It can be that high, yeah.
Okay, so once a player undergoes the procedure of Tommy John surgery, typically I think the prognosis is anywhere from a year to a year and a half, which I guess in sports injuries, that's a long time to rehab. Why is the rehab time so much longer than, say, if you, I don't know, broke a bone?
Well, the difference is just the biology between two bones healing and taking a tendon and allowing that to heal to the bone. Just if you look in baseball, how long it takes these pitchers to come back from rotator cuff injuries. Yeah.
Okay. So, in your opinion, you've mentioned now that you feel like that these arm injuries and shoulder injuries are coming from overuse of pitchers. So, if you're a general manager of a team and you've got a guy that's pitching a lot of innings, so in your opinion, throwing less is better for the arm? Because if you think about it, one of the old pitching coaches for the Braves, Leo Mazzoni, his theory was you throw every day. You might not throw a ton, but you throw every day. So now in Major League Baseball, there is a lot of emphasis on we don't want our pitchers overthrowing. Do you subscribe to that overwork is bad?
Well, I think overwork is bad based on the length of the season. It's just amazing to me, having 162 games during the year, how many times these guys go out to pitch. I think in Major League Baseball, they have great trainers. They're doing a lot of conditioning, but yet the shoulders and the elbows continue to break down.
Another question I have is that a lot of the bullpen guys that come into the games that do throw every day, like you mentioned, are an overwhelming majority of the guys that are suffering these injuries. Most of those guys are hard throwers. They throw sinkers. They throw sliders. And it seems to just my opinion, it kind of seems like that those guys that throw those sliders and those sinkers, those split finger pitches, they tend to seem to have more arm issues, the guys that throw a little harder than the guys that don't. Is there a reason for that, do you think?
Just it exponentially increases the forces across that elbow, and it just breaks down much faster.
Great. Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery here on The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Dr. Sasser, we want to thank you for taking the time and coming on with us. I kid you not, I really enjoy these segments because you make me smarter every time we talk.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Sasser.
Thank you.
Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, coming on and dropping some knowledge about some arm injuries.
Yeah, that's something you always hear about with, Tommy John surgery, things like that. And you worry about with so much year-round baseball being played, is that what's causing? Is it just overuse, or is it just, it's something that really is a concern for young ball players right now?
I don't want to get too deep into it, but my personal opinion is I think they baby pitchers too much.
Yeah.
I think that's bottom line. They don't, they put them on pitch counts and they don't make them throw enough.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Yeah, baseball's different when just the other night the Dodgers pulled a pitcher who had a perfect game in the seventh inning, got pulled from the game, and the bullpen finished it out for him.
I wouldn't have left.
I know, that was baffling to me to see that pitcher come out.
Nope, I'd have stood right there on the mound. I'd have been like, you're going to have to pull me off the mound. I'm not leaving. You're not getting the ball.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, because he had like an 86 pitches. It was just unbelievable to me. It just shows how much baseball has changed in the past 5 to 10 years, even. I guarantee you, Nolan Ryan would not be coming off the mound. He might give him some noogies like he did Robin Ventura to his coach if he came out there and tried to pull him from that.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan, when you approach him, I guess as far as pitchers go, physical pitcher. And speaking of being physical, Frederica is a very physical team. Another win, 23-3, mm-hmm. over another powerhouse, Memorial Day, and yeah. Frederica just dismantled them. Like, okay,
yeah.
Big deal.
They're getting challenged, but right so far they're handling every challenge that has come their way so far. And like I said, they're still undefeated, but the way they've won these games has to be the most impressive thing. I mean, to be a young team and to really win, even though there have been some tight situations, they've handled it very well and have really progressed extremely well this season so far.
I was convinced that it was them and Valwood,
mm-hmm.
and then they beat Valwood by 2 scores.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial has also lost to Valwood earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. They lost to Valwood by 2 scores.
Mm-hmm.
Frederica beats Memorial by 4 scores.
Right.
3 or 4. Do the math, whatever. And these teams that are supposed to be competitive at the top of the GISA, Frederica's blowing them out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even they're pulling away. Blowing out's not appropriate. That's not accurate.
Yeah.
But they are pulling away.
Right. Winning comfortably.
Winning comfortably. It's not like with 3 minutes to go in the game, you have to make a defensive stop or you have to make a drive. It's not that's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Certainly going in the regular season, wouldn't you agree, maybe Frederica's biggest opponent may be Frederica, just to not get too complacent in their mind and think that they're just going to roll out. They need to execute and take care of business. But as long as they do that, they should be good to go, I think, regular season.
I agree with you. The only thing I'm going to say about that is I don't see Brandon Derrick as the type of coach that will let his team get complacent.
Exactly.
The Glenn Academy Red Terriers are poised for another state title run, and if you are a Red Terrier fan, then you should be at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's Sunday nights at 6 for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo, hosted by Drayton Hogarth. Coach Hidalgo breaks down every key moment of every big game Sunday nights, 6 p.m., Mellow Mushroom, and listen to the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Terriers!
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
We were having a conversation in the break about Snapchat, and our producer, Ed Steele, said that he needed to get better at Snapchat because he doesn't do it enough. And I was like, yeah, man, you need to get better because, you know, if you got Snapchat, you got to use it.
I use it, but I feel weird taking pictures of myself and video of myself, so I usually take pictures of the things around me.
Oh, brother, I don't have that problem.
I know.
I don't have that problem at all. I like myself a lot. I'm not going to lie to you.
I see your mug a lot on Snapchat. I like it better when you take pictures of Kaysen. It's a lot cuter.
Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna transition now. We've talked a lot about high school, so now we're going to move to the college game and talk a little bit about college football picks for today, and they've got a pretty good slate of games, a lot better than what they were last time. Cue the bed. Perfect. All right, so we've got Miami going to Boone, North Carolina for some inexplicable reason to play Appalachian State, the Giant Slayer. I'm still going to take Miami to win this game, but it's going to be close.
I think App State jumps early, rides the emotion, and you know, gives Miami a big scare, but I think Miami wins it close there at the end. So.
Florida State goes to Louisville. That's a really good football game. Both teams ranked. Louisville's had some impressive wins. Obviously, so has Florida State. I trust Florida State more than I trust Louisville. I'm going Noles.
Yeah, a couple of injuries maybe causing some concern. The top safety, Derwin James, is out for Florida State. I still like them to win this game. Louisville will get a big win this year, but it's not today.
Agreed. Vanderbilt goes to Atlanta to play the Yellow Jackets. Georgia Tech, I don't think Vanderbilt's good enough to beat Georgia Tech, and I don't really think Georgia Tech's that good either. But I'll take Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Vandy's solid defensively, but I think Tech will do enough just to win today.
Interesting game outside of our area a little bit. Oregon goes to Nebraska. Oregon is ranked. They're 24th, I believe, is what they are. I'm going to take Nebraska in this game. I don't really like Oregon that much.
I agree with you. I hate to agree with you all the time, but
that's because I'm right all the time.
I like Nebraska in this game. I think it's going to be a big win for the Coach Riley and the Cornhuskers.
Here's a big one. Alabama goes to the Grove to play Ole Miss. We all know how good Ole Miss is. We all know how good Alabama is. It's going to be a good one.
I think we'll disagree on this one. I'm going Crimson Tide pretty solidly today.
Look, I like Ole Miss. I think they're a good
Yeah.
I like Ole Miss. I think they're a good football team. They should have beaten Florida State. But Alabama ain't Florida State.
Uh-oh.
Alabama's going to go to the Grove, and they are going to roll Ole Miss. Alabama wins big. This isn't going to be a close game at all.
Wait, what?
You heard what I said.
Oh, my God. You gave me a swerve.
East Carolina goes to South Carolina and Columbia. I'm picking the Pirates to win this game. East Carolina beats the Gamecocks.
I agree.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't think South Carolina has enough offense to keep up.
Louisiana Monroe at Statesboro playing the Georgia Southern Eagles. I'll take the Eagles.
Georgia Southern, no doubt.
Maryland at Central Florida. The game's in Florida. I'll take Central Florida. I don't think Maryland's good anyway.
I like Maryland in this one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think they're kind of – actually, I think Maryland may be a little bit of a sleeper in their division this year.
Tricky, tricky, tricky. Texas A&M on the road at Auburn. Careful, careful, Aggies. You've had a couple of great wins. Auburn's a little better than probably what you think. That's going to be a tough game. I like Texas A&M to get it done on the road slightly.
Yeah. Texas A&M starts out very well each year, it seems like. It continues again today. I think they come away with a win.
Mississippi State goes to Death Valley and Baton Rouge. LSU gets it done at home.
This is going to be close.
Okay.
I think this is a nervous time for LSU tonight. New quarterback starting tonight. Etling is getting the start over Brandon Harris, which certainly can't hurt LSU's chances. I like LSU in the game, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than some people are thinking.
Again, outside of our coverage area a little bit, but because Notre Dame's ranked, Michigan, and so is Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Michigan State goes to Notre Dame. I don't really know what Michigan State is because they haven't had a game televised because they haven't right. played anybody as of yet. I know what Notre Dame is. I think Notre Dame's vastly overrated. They proved that the first week of the season, losing to Texas, who isn't very good despite the fact that they've got a pretty decent ranking. I'm going Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. I know a little bit more about them. They're at home. Notre Dame.
Yeah. Now you're not denigrating our Purple Paladin fans here in Southeast Georgia from Furman, right? That's who Michigan State played. That's a tough test early in the season.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Sorry.
I know a couple of Purple Paladin Furman alumni. So
that's the one with the F in the star. Looking.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Looking. Oh, yeah.
You got to go back, man. Georgia Southern, Furman, national championship, 1AA, 88, 86, somewhere around there. That was fun.
Anyway, am not that old.
I am. I like Michigan State today. I think they'll go in. I think a lot of people are expecting Notre Dame to go ahead and get the win. They are very good. They've got DeShone Kizer, a great quarterback. But I think Michigan State is strong enough defensively to counter Notre Dame's offense and will get enough done on the offensive side.
Georgia goes to Columbia, Missouri. They'll play Mizzou. Mizzou's not good. Georgia certainly didn't look good against Nicholls State. You got to believe that somewhere Georgia's team is somewhere between what they did against Nicholls and what they did against North Carolina. To put the two together, they're somewhere in the middle of that. Missouri is not that good. I'll take Georgia on the road.
Yeah, Missouri obviously more athletic than Nicholls State. Better quarterback play, I would imagine, with Drew Locke at quarterback. They do have a ton of receivers. They don't have much of a run game. Georgia's got to limit what Missouri can do. Control the clock, keep the ball out of the Missouri's hands. They're not high-powered, but they do like to go faster this year. I like Georgia in the game.
This is my upset pick. Ohio State, third in the country, hosts Oklahoma by some polls, 10th in the country. I'm taking the Sooners to knock off the Buckeyes at home.
I don't think so. I think Oklahoma takes this one. Or, excuse me, Ohio State takes this one. I like Ohio State, the way they played. Very solid team. The young team, they've had to replace a lot of players, but again, Urban Meyer's recruited with the best of anybody in the country. I like Ohio State going in, and Urban Meyer in a big game situation over Bob Stoops.
My special upset pick. Oklahoma over Ohio State. USC goes to Stanford, Palo Alto. We saw USC completely get obliterated by Alabama in week one. I'm pretty certain Stanford's better than that. I'll go Stanford at home.
Yeah, I like Stanford in this one. USC's got a lot of issues going on right now, on and off the field.
Texas at Cal. Hold on. Texas has gotten all the way inside the top 15 after that win over Notre Dame earlier in the season. And then they win again over a cupcake or a team they should have probably beaten. And so now 2-0 Texas, and all of a sudden now Texas is back. No, they're not. They've still got a ways to go. They got a good win against Notre Dame. They're going on the road to Cal. Cal's not very good. Texas will win this game, but they're going to struggle and open up some eyes and say, oh, okay, well, Texas really isn't all that good.
Yeah. Were you going not so fast, my friend, Jason?
No, I don't really take other folks. Did I do that? Because I don't.
No,
really,
no,
I don't
no.
Really,
yeah. That was kind of your version of it.
Yeah, no, I, you know, it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah. I kind of stick my own stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Cal's going to, again, teams are up-tempoing this year, or that's been the trend lately. Cal is one of those teams. I think Texas controls the ball, you know, with swoops and that running game, and is able to keep the ball out of Cal's hands and wins maybe a little closer, like you said, than people are thinking.
Yeah, plus I was Snapchatting too, so I really wasn't paying attention, taking a selfie.
You want my upset for today?
Yeah, I need your upset.
Keep an eye on, and I know I said earlier this year that Iowa was an underrated team. North Dakota State going into Iowa.
That's
taking
a big
the win.
One. North Dakota State
one
over AA, Iowa.
FCS team.
You went all out on that. Like, you didn't halfway that at all, did you?
I just like North Dakota State. They've done it before. They've done it in years past over Power 5 schools. I think it's a noon kick. Noon kicks are always kind of weird for schools, for teams sometimes. And I think Iowa may be overlooking them. This is one of the few games that Iowa, if you look at their schedule, this is one of the few games that Iowa can lose.
This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth, 912-275-7017. We're running out of time rapidly, really quick. This segment, anyway. Give me your NFL Survivor picks. You haven't done them.
I haven't done them yet.
Awesome. Way to be prepared for the show. I'm going Packers over Vikings and Panthers over 49ers. Just so you know the way it works, we can only pick one team one time the entirety of the season, and that's it. Win or lose, we can't pick them again. So while Drayton is actually getting prepared for the show, which he was supposed to do 2 hours ago, we'll take a break so that we can accommodate Drayton Hogarth's schedule as far as prepping for the show during the show.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, T-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information on services and physicians, visit sghs.org. What an exciting night of football. Frederica stays undefeated and further solidifies themselves as the favorite to win a GISA title, blowing out Memorial Day 23-3. On Pirate Waters, Brunswick misses an extra point and loses to Camden 7-6 in a very ugly football game. Glenn will kick off today at 1 p.m. against East Jackson. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Back on the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth, 912-275-7017, thegame.bishopmedia at gmail.com. Once again, want to thank Camden County Head Coach Welton Coffey for joining us, impromptu, by the way, on the southernsportsedition.com landline. And so we took a break so that we could give Drayton time to prepare for the show that he was supposed to prepare for before we went on the air. He had not done his Survivor NFL picks. And so when I say, Drayton, who's your Survivor NFL picks? Well, I don't know. I hadn't done them.
I didn't know we were doing it in that segment.
Or at all?
I knew we were going to do it. I just, you know, I have to process it as I go.
This has been another awkward moment from Drayton Hogarth.
All right. You want this? Give me the Ravens over the Browns. And if I'm going to go with a second one, I will take the Lions over the Titans.
All right. Yeah, you know what? Those ended up being pretty solid. You had an awful lot of time to figure that out.
Yeah, I'm quick like that.
All right. Okay, so we've got some high school football games coming up on next week on Friday, some big ones, so let's pick those really fast. And, yeah, I'm being told that we've got about 3 minutes before we get out. I know where we're at in the clock, Mr. Producer. Thank you. I can see it directly in front of me.
Come on, Ed. We know we got this, man.
All right. McEachern at Camden. I'll take McEachern.
I agree. I got to go with McEachern in this one.
Colquitt at Valdosta. I'll go Colquitt.
I'll take the Cats in this one. Valdosta's playing well this year.
Mount Zion at Lowndes. I'll go Lowndes.
Lowndes.
Tift at Coffee. I'll go Tift.
I like Coffee in this one.
All right.
I'm going to take that one.
Ramsey, Alabama was supposed to play Grayson. That's not going to happen. That game will not be played, so I'll take Grayson.
I like Grayson in this
one. Thomas County Central at Lee. I'll take Lee County.
I agree. Lee is probably too talented right now.
Bradwell comes up with a big upset last week against Tatnall, 30-20. They scored 30 points at Bradwell. So Bradwell will be on the road against Long, and for the first time in my human existence, I am picking Bradwell in a high school football game. Bradwell gets it done on the road at Long County.
Winning streak for Bradwell.
1-0.
Two in a row.
Yeah. That's where you're going?
Bradwell? Yeah, I'm going Bradwell.
Okay, all right. Brunswick out at South Effingham. Brunswick desperately needs that football game right now just to keep some morale up. South Effingham got dump trucked this past weekend, 41-0 by East Lawrence, by the way. And so I'll go Brunswick.
Brunswick's got to bounce back. I think they will, and they'll take this one over South Effingham up in what's the city that they're in? Guyton?
Guyton.
Yeah.
All right, Effingham at Burke. I'll go Burke.
Give me Effingham in that one. I like them.
Statesboro and Appling. I'll go Appling.
Yeah, I got to go Appling. They won. They got beat the week before. I was a little surprised, but they ended up. I think they'll take this one for sure.
Pierce at Wayne. I'll go Pierce. Wayne's not good.
I'll go Pierce, even though Pierce lost last night as well. It's two in a row for them.
Griffin at Whitewater. I'll go Griffin.
Yeah, I like Griffin a lot in this one.
Brantley at Montgomery. I'm gonna go Swamp Birds.
Woo!
Picking the Herons.
On the Brantley train, baby.
Beach at Savannah. I'll go Savannah. Flip a coin.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go Beach because you went Savannah.
All right. Southeast Bullock at Jenkins. Southeast Bullock.
I'll go Jenkins.
Vidalia at Benedictine. Benedictine.
That's a tough one. Vidalia's a talented team, but I don't think anybody can pick against Benedictine right now.
Metter at Jeff Davis. Metter.
Yeah, I'll take Metter in that one.
Rivalry game, East Lawrence at Dublin. Of course, Dublin in Lawrence County. So Dublin's way more talented. I'll go Dublin.
Dublin is tough, man. It's a tough place to go, and it's at Dublin. So
Turner at Charlton. I'll go Charlton.
Have to go Charlton, just being at home, and they got to get a few more wins under their belt.
Somehow, some way, we got through all the content in this show, which we had a ton to get to this week. And we still literally have, 30 seconds to spare.
Yeah.
So let's fill 30 seconds with whatever you want to fill it with, because we did a fantastic job this show of getting everything out on the air that we needed to get out on the air. And that should be looked at. We should get pats on the back.
And adding a segment on the fly, too.
Yeah, no joke. We got Welton Coffee on the air without even having him on our segment list.
Right. And then... nice having Dr. Sasser come on with us as well.
All right, we're out. This has been The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
See you.
The best print shop in Glenn County, Watermark's Printing. Watermark's Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermark's Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Frederica Knights are a favorite to bring home a GISA title to St. Simon's. And if you are a Knight fan, then you should be at Catch 228 on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick, hosted by Rich Bontrager. Coach Derrick breaks down every game on the Knights' quest to a state title. Wednesday nights, Catch 228, 7 p.m. And be sure to listen on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Knights!
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.